The Volumes of Truth. Volume 2. Transgression. December 16, 2005. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Regarding the modern holidays of men. Thus says the Lord God. This world has altogether become a house of harlots, a whole generation who ceases not from committing fornication with the pagan and the heathen, reveling always in those things I hate. A most perverse generation, who desecrates the name of the Messiah, a foolish people, who do always take the name of the Lord in vain. Behold, all remain shackled to this world, captivated by sin, caught up in the ways of the world and men. Even those within the churches of men will not heed my voice, nor will they receive my correction, choosing rather to mingle honor with dishonor, praise with blasphemy, and purity with sin. Therefore stop breaking my commandments in the Messiah's name, O churches of men. You shall not associate his name with sin, nor shall you honor him with pagan rituals and idolatrous traditions, lest I reject you, as I rejected the pagans before you. Repent therefore, and give me glory. Worship me in spirit and in truth, and call upon the name. For he alone shall deliver you in the day of wrath, if you so choose to embrace him, as he truly is. He being the very same who shall also destroy the wicked, and bring terrible judgment upon the rebellious, upon great and small, rich and poor, bond and free, upon all who forsake my law, and push out the hand against the word of my commandment. For by him were you made a vessel unto honor, yet you have all become vessels of dishonor, heaping to yourselves vanities and sin. Therefore, because you are not ashamed of all these abominations which you have committed, but walk proudly, you shall be the first to fall among those who fall. At the time I punish this world for its iniquity, and cast down the multitudes for their wickedness. For I am the Lord, and I do not change. Therefore hear my words, all you proud blasphemers, all you modern Pharisees, who pervert the truth. For thus says the Lord, how long shall you desecrate the name of the Messiah, and set yourselves up as an authority? Behold, as vines of wickedness, you bring forth only bitter fruit, propagating corrupt doctrine and perverse tradition among the people like a plague. Doctrines and traditions, I hate. Yahushua, whom you call Jesus and Christ, is the true vine, and only those who bear fruit in accordance with his likeness are his branches. And I shall surely prune every branch which grows from him, that it may bear even more fruit. Yet you say, here I am, I also grow from the vine. You are all liars. A malignancy growing where you should not. Dry branches meet to be broken off and cast into the fire. Peoples of the earth, the wrath of the Lamb is coming. Did you think I would stay silent during the time appointed? Did you think I would not set the time and declare the season? For I am a jealous God and great in power, and I do not change. Thus I shall speak plainly, for you are a most rebellious and hard-hearted people, a most foolish and deceived generation. These modern holidays, called Christmas, Easter, Halloween, and the like, are an abomination in the eyes of the Most High God. Therefore, in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath, I shall destroy all your pagan traditions and tear apart every perverse holiday of man. Behold, I shall wipe them from the face of the earth on that day. And no more shall you break my commandments and revel in sin in the Messiah's name. Behold, my countenance is turned against you, O churches of men, for you have blasphemed my name without ceasing, polluting the name of the Messiah, days without end. You have placed the commandments of men above the commandments of God, saying within yourselves, we are the only authority among men. How long shall you walk in the ways of the harlot and commit adultery with the pagan? How long shall you turn your ear away from hearing the holy law? Thus your worship is not accepted, and your prayers are an abomination. Churches of men, stop your vain babbling, for you do always twist the scriptures of truth. Be silent before your God. For your traditions are heresy, and your holidays are proof. Purge all this blasphemy from your lips therefore. Step back from your corrupt teachings, and take an account. Humble yourselves. For I am indeed calling you out. Know you not, that you have all become as the pagan and the heathen, by which all your holidays have their origins? Abomination. This world has seduced you, and the harlot has led you into temptation. She shall be stripped naked, and left desolate, in the day of her calamity. Broken, because of her iniquities. Put to death, because of her denial of the truth. Crushed beneath the feet of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, and give heed. For thus declares the Lord. One commandment broken. Are all commandments broken? One sin committed in the Messiah's name. Are all sins accounted to you? One sin repented in his name. All are forgiven you. For I know your thoughts, my children, even your innermost intentions. And I know whether or not you are fully converted in your hearts. And though you may lie to yourselves, and bear false witness in the sight of many witnesses, nothing is hidden from the eyes of God. Every lie exposed, every heart laid bare, in the day I rise up and judge the earth. Come to me therefore, in sincerity and in truth. Humble yourselves in the Messiah's name. For he is the true light, utterly void of darkness, the only way to follow the truth, absolute. By him alone shall you walk into everlasting life. For only those who walk in him shall find me, and only those in union with him shall know me, says the Lord.